so go the reports, and this target was finally taken out. The question remains, what happened to his remains? How was he taken out? Who were those people with him when they died? And if it was so important to do the so-called right thing with bin Laden's body, isn't it equally important to do the right thing what's left of his body?
Well, that'll remain to be seen. However, the most important fact is that he's dead. And let's just talk about how far-reaching his tentacles were, because specifically, he was an expert. I think he was described earlier this morning as a cyber master. He was an expert on the internet, and we all know that that is the place where so many young people were being radicalized, specifically in English-speaking nations. So right here at home in America, one of our guests was talking about Canada, Britain, Australia. And let's talk about the links that al-Awlaki had all the way back to 9/11. Apparently, two of the hijackers went to hear him in a mosque in San Diego in 2000, before the September 11th attack. So he's been up to this for quite some time. Then he had the connection to the Times Square bomber. Then he had the connection to the Fort Hood shooter. Then he had the connection to the underwear bomber. So will this now end some of those homegrown attacks that we've been seeing, at least here at home and also in Great Britain, or will those continue, since he seemed to be the mastermind of many of them?
That's right. He is homegrown here in the United States. This particular guy, often referred to as the American terrorist, he was born in New Mexico in 1971.
Ali Sheikh Mohammed.
Right. And he'd contacted those two guys. He'd had contact with the two pilots, the hijackers from Flight 77.
And he also used the word inspire, Steve. I believe that was the name of his magazine that he had out on the internet. I remember we did interviews when it first came out, and many people were so concerned about the fact that this thing looked high-tech and it was glossy and it was going to attract so many people to go there, and apparently it has. I mean, just keep in mind, guys, 2 days ago we were talking here about thwarting yet another homegrown attack, about the guy out of Massachusetts who graduated from Northeastern University, who had a major in physics, who may have been inspired by this guy as well. He wanted to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol building with remote-controlled airplanes. These kinds of attacks thwarted, thankfully. Have they, most of them, been inspired by the internet and by this guy here who's now dead?